Syracuse's economy is fueled by nonprofits. Several colleges and major hospitals that employ thousands are located here. Plus, there are several churches, civic buildings, and charities. Altogether, 56% of land is off-limits for the city to collect property taxes on. There are also several other large property holders, like the Destiny USA shopping mall, that have temporary tax breaks, given as an incentive to come here. Further adding to the list is the more than 3,000 properties in Syracuse that are vacant or delinquent on their taxes.
This is characteristic of the type of problems that the city has with, you know, collecting property taxes.
It's left those in City Hall, like Common Counselor Khalid Bey, struggling to find ways to pay for schools and services and pondering new ways to generate revenue. Fellow Councillor Pat Hogan wants to see the larger nonprofits enter into service agreements with the city.
And I think it's just in recognition of the fairness, the essential fairness of paying for the services you receive.
Services like public works, police, and fire protection, which Hogan argues the nonprofits and their employees use, but don't pay for. It's a problem cities across the country are facing, and several are beginning to confront their nonprofit institutions about it. In a deal worked out by the mayor, Syracuse University this year will begin paying the city $500,000 each of the next 5 years. But that compares to the roughly $24 million a year the university would pay if all the land it owns was on the tax rolls, according to the city's assessment office. Councillor Hogan wants to see other nonprofits agree to similar deals.
I mean, I don't think any of these institutions want to exist in a city where the infrastructure of the city's falling apart. And that's what we're facing.
But whether more deals will be worked out remains to be seen. The mayor recently met with Upstate Hospital, but didn't get far. Upstate says that as a state entity, it legally can't enter such an agreement. As Upstate and counterpart St. Joseph's Hospital continue to expand their footprints, Bay says that while expansion may create jobs, it decreases city revenues.
While they empower one of our economic engines, they're killing our other one.
The continued physical growth of nonprofits means more property going off the tax rolls. And then there are the tax breaks given out to entice development. With such a high percentage of property already untaxable, Bay warns there is only so much the city can give away.
We are running out of carrots. I think we have very little wiggle room. And I think this is my reason for saying we need to come up with a plan to begin movement back in the other direction.
Bay is generally pro-tax incentive, but he says the process for applying and granting incentives should be more streamlined. Bill Ryan, who is both the mayor's chief of staff and chair of the city's industrial development agency, the arm that gives out the incentives, says the city can't just stop giving out tax breaks.
If we were simply to say we can't afford to give any more tax breaks, then things would come to a standstill. And I would say that we would be worse off than we are now.
The challenge, both Bay and Ryan say, will be inching that 56% tax-exempt number down while not stifling economic growth. Ryan points to the potential of a model recently proposed by Syracuse University. The school is looking to open a new bookstore and fitness center just off campus. The facility would be located on tax-exempt university-owned land, but built by a private developer. By adding retail space and entering into a payment in lieu of taxes with that developer, the city would collect some tax revenue, where previously there was none. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.